Our most precious Heavenly Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're so thankful that we have camp and our precious pastor made a way through the power of the Holy Spirit to get this set up. And Lord, we just rejoice in it, Lord. And Lord, we're already hearing that somebody has gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. And we just rejoice in that, Lord. We just want everybody in here, Lord, that's not filled to be filled tonight, whether it's an adult, Lord, or a child, Lord. And Father, we just ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'll set this over here. Somebody was asking me the other day about how young a person can be or how old a person can be to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, a couple of years ago, we had a child filled with the Holy Spirit at 4 years old. And somebody said, well, if that's not right, well, if an open heart is, that, praise the Lord for that. And the oldest I've ever seen somebody filled with the Holy Spirit was 92. And she was my next door neighbor when I was a kid. So she came, and her and Brother Hill, I said this before, they got together, and boy, you talk about talking about the old times. But praise the Lord. So my encouragement tonight is, if you're here, I don't care how old you are, I don't care how long it's been since you've gotten free in the Spirit, tonight's the night to make it happen. Praise the Lord. And I just wanted to encourage these young guys. We saw one of the young men last night who was being kind of ornery, and he was talking to all the kids, and they were robbed. If you're sitting here tonight and somebody's trying to get you to talk during the service, you need to get up and move, or ask them to get up and move. Amen? I'm not trying to play the heavy, although I'm pretty heavy. I can play that part real good. But praise the Lord. I don't want you to be robbed from anything. And praise the Lord for that. So if you have your Bibles tonight, Acts 1:8. The title of my lesson tonight is Power from On High. Now my wife changed up a little bit something and added something good so you can enjoy this. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria. Now this is the part she added on. And Denver and Littleton and Aurora. I like that. The uttermost parts of the earth. The young people, the power in the Greek means dynamite. When we were kids, they had a movie on about a precious black family that lived in a high rise, and this young guy called himself Kid Dynamite. Anybody remember that? Well, this is not Kid Dynamite. This is the dynamite, the power of God. Witness is found 50 times. It means testimony in the Word of God. 50 is the number of Pentecost and Jubilee. If you want a good witness for Jesus, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Young people, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But first, we need to look at Acts 19, 1 through 6. You don't have to turn there unless you want to. And it came to pass while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples, saying unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you first believed? They said unto them, we have not heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Then in down in verse 6, Paul laid his hands upon them, and the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied as the Spirit gave utterance. See, Jesse brought that up a couple of weeks ago, and it was so precious. These people were Christians. They were Christians. They were disciples. So what a wonderful thing that is. But I put in my notes here, since you believed, there could be somebody here tonight who's not saved. I remember in prison one time, I got up and, oh man, my first sermon for that day was going to be on the bride of Christ and all the depths and stuff like that. And the Holy Spirit started pricking my heart and saying, well, you left out the best part. And I go, what's that? And he goes, you didn't even give a salvation message first. I felt really guilty. And by the time I closed my briefcase that night, 9 men gave their hearts to the Lord. And then, you know, you got to make sure first. So if there's somebody here tonight, there could be somebody here tonight that's not born again or is not saved, doesn't know Jesus. I just pray that all you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Savior. And he will. It's so easy. It's so easy. It makes it hard sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? You know, people say, well, it's too easy. No, he made a way for us at Calvary, precious hearts. So you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So I just pray. And if you're not going to come forth right now, and I'm not asking you to step up here, but you could raise your hand and we could pray for you. Give your heart to Jesus. Okay, so have you believe. Tonight we need to ask, seek, and knock, the word says. Ask is so simple that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, young people. That's one of my favorite places to go when I'm talking to somebody about the Lord is Romans chapter 10. So simple, so simple. My precious wife had a gentleman by the name of Bud. I don't remember his last name, but he was dying of cancer. And at that time, I forget how many years ago it was, but he was a homosexual, and I'm not saying anything good or bad. I'm just adding that to the story, that he wasn't very well liked by a lot of people. And you could tell it when I'd walk into Julie's clients and look at the looks on their face. I would see nothing but disdain. But my wife showed this man so much class and love that it was amazing. And this man wasn't saved. And he was a sinner, like we all were. Not now. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. When somebody says that, that's you need to study your Bible. But anyway, Bud was dying of cancer, and we had been praying about going to see him. Well, one of the days that we chose to go see him, we went in the place, the hospice they were keeping him at, and he wasn't there. He wasn't there, and they had moved him. And we got a little bit anxious about him being moved because we wanted to talk to him. So what happened was we went back and prayed about it and came back again, and we found him. And his mind was just clear enough to listen to what we had to say. And we told Bud the way of salvation. And this man asked Jesus in his heart, but right as he was getting ready to do it, we heard a scream from the other room, "Don't do it," screaming a bloody murder. And I know who it was. It was the enemy. And you know something? But he bowed his head and he gave his heart to Jesus in that hospice bed. And then a week later, we went to go see him again, and he was already gone. So see, God's grace is magnificent. God's grace is so magnificent, precious hearts. So old Bud's in heaven. He's going to be waiting for us. And Julie won't have to give him a haircut back there. She won't have to do that. God is seldom early. He's never late. He's always right on time. No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. That's 1 Corinthians 12:3. The world gave up on Bud, but Christ never did, precious hearts. Once you're saved, we can go on to glory with the Holy Spirit, precious hearts. He will guide you into all and full truth. That's why this place, somebody said, how Pentecostal are you? I said, the most. Amen? Amen? Amen. Yeah, we're most. Receiving the Holy Spirit doesn't have to be hard. It's actually quite easy. There was a sweet sister. She's been gone, I think, about 8 years now. Her name was Lydia in our church. Some of you know what I'm going to say. She had a willing heart, precious young people. This is Chrisette's mother. She was 85 years old. She wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. She raised her hands and said, Lord, I believe. Lord, I receive. And she was filled with the Holy Spirit instantly. Now, if an 85-year-old sweetie pie like that can do that, young people, we need to get after the program. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay. Why should we want the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is called a paraclete, one called alongside to help. Who doesn't need help, young people? I know I need more help than anybody. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. What will he help you with? He will help you with so many things that are here is just a few of them, young people. He'll help you in your joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's power. Faith, it increases your faith, precious hearts. He will increase your faith. How do we get faith? By the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God and the Holy Spirit. Boldness and power to testify of him. You want to be a testimony for the Lord? You want to be a testimony? Be full of the Holy Spirit. This last 6 months has been pretty hard on me. I lost two of my closest friends. They're up in glory right now, Andre and Ernie. And my best friend, Derek, sitting back there, the Lord had him for a couple of minutes. He said, no, Derek's too precious. You need to go back there and be a witness. And Derek is a witness for Jesus. I remember when we first went to camp together, young people, just to tell you how things have been back then, we stayed up all night long having a prayer meeting in the tent by a river, back at a nudist colony called Camp Joy Haven, Tonganoxie, Kansas. I threw that in for free about it. It was a nudist colony, but it was. We stayed up all night long. We couldn't even talk for a week afterwards. We were so high into Jesus. Worship, John 4:23 and 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what he wants, precious hearts. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. He brings us out in our life. Expression of faith. True worship comes from the Holy Spirit. In Jude 20, but you, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, I know there's people in our own meeting that have never been filled with the Holy Spirit. I know a certain brother, I don't see him tonight, and I'm not saying, you know, to make somebody feel bad, but he's got a family member that's got him convinced that you don't have to speak in tongues as a sign of being filled. And I always tell people, when I talk to people about salvation and being filled with the Holy Spirit, I tell them, well, let's make a bet then, right? Let's just say you're right and you're filled with the Holy Spirit when you got saved. Then if you're right, we're really not out anything. Amen? But what if I'm right? And there has to be a sign. The only sign given in the Bible is when you speak in another language. I said, then you're going to miss God's best for an eternity. Are you willing to take that chance? I'm not. You know, and I'll just tell you something, precious hearts. You know, we need to be wise as serpent, but harmless as doves. He that winneth souls is wise. And praise the Lord for that. Your prayer life will change with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. For we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints with groanings and utterings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes when my battles get so bad, I don't even know what to say. I just start screaming in tongues. We used to have a brother named Larry Ehrlich. Somebody will remember him. He used to come down to the gym when he'd have hard times. He'd start singing in the Spirit. And big old Larry singing in the Spirit. But we don't know what to say, but the Holy Spirit does, precious hearts. So you don't have to be afraid of that. In Psalms 92:10, this is another thing that's real cute. I love to hear when people from our meeting on camp times coming up, well, maybe I'll go to camp and get a refilling of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to say in Psalms 92:10, we are to cry, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. See, that's what I want. I want the fresh oil. I want the anointing with fresh oil. And if you know what oil does, what does oil do when your car is not running right? You need to change the oil. So oil is so important, young people. Have fresh oil in your lives. Can this be our heart's desire for a blessed Redeemer, is having fresh oil? We are to stir up the gift, young people. Stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I encourage some of the adults. I watch them in church sometimes. They'll be standing back there watching people down at the altar, the young people. If you're here tonight, precious older saints, and you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, don't put it off. Because while you're watching the back of your kids' heads, you could be down here too and encouraging them. You know how much more of an encouragement that would be to have you down here and have your kid watching the back of your head? Amen? Yeah. See, that's where it's at. You know, if you want to have a good relationship with your children, adults, have a good relationship with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Yeah. See, the Holy Ghost, he's called the Blessed Comforter. See, he will guide you and lead you into all truth. Power for the body, spirit of love for the heart, and the spirit of Christ for a sound mind, the Word of God teaches us. Young people, you need to have the Comforter in your life. It's a joyous time of celebration when he comes into your life. Ask Kaywin Harvell, is he here tonight? Oh, Kaywin's not here tonight. I'll tell you something, since he got filled with the Holy Spirit down at the gym about 6 months ago, he's never been the same. That boy is crazy for Jesus. Yeah. Brother Webb, and he's not here tonight either. Brother Webb and Kaywin started bringing their family members over to the church gym right after church services, and that's the way the Lord seemed to work it out. I think in probably about 6 weeks, there was like 11 people filled with the Holy Spirit. Every time they'd come in, somebody'd get filled with the Holy Spirit. And what was really precious, there are Kaywin's fiance's two sons, let me get this right, yeah, they both came in and were sitting there in the room with me. And I looked, huh? I said, who wants to pray first? And the Lord quickened it. It doesn't have to be that way. They can both be at the same time. And I remember when I used to go to bars, I'd always want to order twofers, two for one, you know? You could tell I was the guy that did that. I was not a nice drinker. I was a bad boy. But anyway, so I held both their hands. I said, let's get it at the same time. We started praying, and then boom, both of them started speaking in tongues. They looked at each other, what the heck happened? Praise the Lord. See, God's faithful. He can never fail, precious hearts. So that was a wonderful thing to see. And we had a lot of people filled in unique ways this last year. Lynn Pawelka has a friend, I think it's Jared's friend, that she's dying of cancer. Maybe some of you heard Lynn say this. She came over to our house, my wife and I, and Lynn brought a tablet over, and I'm not good with electronics, but she wanted this woman to get filled with the Holy Spirit, and she was in Oklahoma. I said, boy, AT&T's going to have a hard one on this one. So we started praying, and guess what? This woman got filled with the Holy Spirit over her tablet. Praise the Lord. And two people got filled with the Holy Spirit over a phone this year. See, God's faithful. He's only limited by our unbelief and our doubting. Precious hearts, I'll tell you something. Get on fire like Kaywin's at right now. If he had been right here right now, he'd have been grabbing you guys and pulling you down to the altar. See, praise the Lord for that. Brother Kaywin and Webb, what precious saints. God is faithful. We just don't want the power. See, too many people say, I want that power. Brother Kevin, I want that power. See, I want the person that gives you the power. See, a lot of people say, oh, you need to receive that power of the Holy Spirit. You need to receive the person of the Holy Spirit. Then you will have the power after that person comes inside of you. And that's the Holy Ghost. So you need to have power. And this power helps you understand your Bible. I wasn't a good student. Somebody asked me one time when senior in football, they wanted to know if I could play. And I said, I don't think so. You need to go check my report card. And you know what? He looked at it and he goes, man, you missed almost the whole semester. What happened? I started giggling. I said, well, I'm not a very good student. One of the problems, I told my wife this, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I couldn't fit in the chairs. That was embarrassing. You go in there and trying to suck it up and act all cool in front of the pretty girls in class. And I'm looking at that table, that chair, and I'm going, oh, Lord, help me to get in there. If you ever go out to lunch or dinner with me, that's what I do at the restaurants. I'm always eyeing the table. You know, if I can fit. It's a little embarrassing when you can't do that. But God's got a good sense of humor, precious hearts. He really does. It's so wonderful. And this is how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be after our families. Brother Hill said that the first 6 months, there was probably 100 people saved in his family. They thought he was nuts. Well, he was for Jesus. See, why can't we be like that? You know why? Because we're not full of the Holy Spirit. See, in our Bible class on Saturdays, Grace and Glory, we learned that being full of the Holy Spirit is different than being just saved or filled. It's so much deeper. But we got to start at, that's step one. That's right. I'm looking at some of these young guys' faces, and they look like they're already bored with me. Praise the Lord. I hope you're not bored with Jesus. We got one over here sleeping. Oh, he woke up. Oh, I'm sorry. He's going to probably throw something at me tomorrow. I'll tell you something, young people. Camp is a deciding point for most of your lives. Oh, I've been in camp 48 years. And unbelievable. See the miracles we've seen. How many people have been saved and filled. And it's been a wonderful time. But you know something I see at the end of camp, when you go home and you go back to your family, will be really the deciding point of what you took in, what you heard. Amen? Amen. Because you know what? I used to preach at a Korean church, and Brother Hill was so gracious. He paid for 75 Korean kids to come to our youth camp for 3 years in a row. Where are they all at today? They didn't stay full of the Holy Spirit. They didn't stay full of Paul's teaching. Or they'd be here today, precious hearts. I don't want to see you as a statistic for the enemy. I want you to come and decide. Make it up in your mind and your heart. You've got friends at home. This is the week to get filled, to get full of the Holy Spirit. And not be ashamed of what God did for us at Calvary. And get on fire and go home. But you know what? It's got to be right with you first. You know, you can't go around leading people to the Lord all the time if you're not yielding to Him. Because people will see right through you. They will. The world's sharp. There was an inmate about a year and a half ago because of the COVID. They gave a kite out and wanted me to go to the prison to see this man. I had no idea who he was. He came walking in, and I'm looking at him. He was about 6'5", and he was bald, pretty muscular guy. And I thought, whoa, here we go. Like that. Come to find out, he was a retired pro football player. And he was the backup for Tom Brady. And he had gotten trouble doing drugs. And he was in a gang called the Crips. So he had said, "Your brother Kevin?" And I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, I've heard some stuff that you do that nobody else in the prison does." I started joking. I said, "Tap dance or something like that." You know, I was clowning around with him. And he was eyeing me how big I was, but without, you know, looking at me and letting me know he was really checking me out too. So within 15 minutes, this man received the Holy Ghost. And the next week, he was going to bring out the leader of the Crips to get saved. He said he doesn't want to talk to anybody but you, Brother Kevin. And that's when the COVID hit. So I don't know where he's at today. So you just pray for him. I got his name in a booklet thing at home. But see, God can meet you anywhere you need to be met. The Holy Spirit can come down. And you, that's another thing, too. We used to pray up until 1 o'clock in the morning at the altars. I can't do that anymore because my poor knees. I got to have another knee replaced here in about a month. And I'm not looking forward to that because I'm a problem patient. But thank God every time we get to go to the hospital or doctor's office, somebody's getting saved. Praise the Lord for that. And it's not me. It's the Holy Ghost. I know that. The Holy Ghost is the mostest. That's all I got to say. So if you're here tonight and you need a healing, we'd be more than happy to pray with you. If you're that person that might not be saved, we'll pray with you. But you're here tonight. I know not everybody's filled with the Holy Spirit. And don't be that adult that stands back there year after year. Or one of the young people will say, "Well, next camp I'll get filled. Next camp." No, this could be our last camp. I don't believe we have another camp. I think this is it. The Lord's coming very soon. And this is time to rejoice and lift up holy hands on high and say, "Thank you, Jesus." And it's nice to see young people learn how to pray. When I came into Living Waters, I might have said this, but I didn't even know what the Holy Spirit was. Jerry Tabor came up and asked if we'd ever, Mike Button, and asked if we'd ever been filled with the Holy Spirit. And we didn't know what the heck he was talking about. So we lied and said, "Yeah, we have." And they kind of looked at us like, Then I walked around the side of the pew down at the church and I saw Kenny Geese in there, down there praying with somebody to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Kenny loved the Lord dearly. Amen. Well, he was down there praying for this person and I stood there for about 5 minutes and said, "Lord, I want to be able to do that too." And I didn't even know what I was asking. But it looked cool that Kenny praying with this kid to speak in tongues. So there it was. God honored that prayer. I love praying with people. It's wonderful. But young hearts, get full. Get what you need in your life tonight. And the Lord will meet your needs. And I'm not looking for gifts. I say, Lord, every once in a while you'll daydream and say, boy, it'd be nice to have a great gift of healing. And I tell you right now, if I had a great gift of healing, I wouldn't even be in here tonight. I'd be out making money with it. Because I know me. Amen? Do you know you? See, young people, there's different emblems about the whole. You know what an emblem is? When we were young, a couple of years ago, I'm trying to get away with saying I'm pretty young now, but I'm not. But anyway, a few years ago, people were stealing medallions off their cars, the hood ornaments. Cadillac was the favorite to wear around your neck. Nobody took a Toyota one like I got. That was, you know, Mercedes-Benz was pretty good to steal. You know, Porsche, oh, you're a big dog with that. But the Holy Spirit's got different emblems. So I'm asking you tonight, young people, which emblem? Take time to learn what they are. There's one called oil. I'll tell you, if you want to put your armor on, you need the oil. See, I have a hard time just sometimes putting my clothes on because I'm so big. I didn't think they were going to get this thing on tonight. My wife was pulling it up. I said, well, I don't want everybody to see my fat side. But I had to have it on. But young people, these emblems, they're all different. Wind, fire, oil. See? There's about six of them. Take time to learn what they are. I don't want to just tell you what they all are, but how do you know the Holy Spirit? You should have all of those in your life, every one of those emblems in your life. You know, dove's eyes? I used to have some doves. I used to have birds in my house, besides an alligator. Yeah, Chris Wilson called my house a zoo. She said, honey, she goes, I'm never coming in your house. I got a picture of Derek. He fell asleep on my couch. And there was a sitting on his shoulder, picking at his head. Derek, am I telling you the truth? Do you remember the name of the bird? Sinbad. Sinbad, yeah. He was a yellow nape Amazon. But you know, I mean, you took your life in your own hands coming in my house. Every year when Brother Hawkins would come by, he'd bring his young people's group so all the kids could come in my house and look at all the animals running around. Praise the Lord. He's got a good sense of humor, doesn't he? Just look at me and you know him. So praise the Lord. So I won't keep it too much longer, but I just want you to know, precious hearts, that God is love. And you need the Holy Spirit. Do you know who rose Jesus from the grave? It was the Holy Spirit. Didn't Jesus have to have the Holy Spirit? Yes. I saw somebody goes, no. No, precious hearts. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but realize what you're being offered tonight. I don't know what type of church this is, just looking at things. I don't expect Pentecost much. Now, I could get in trouble for saying that, and I'll take the blows for it. But, you know, even the way the meetings are built today, you know, thank God Living Waters has got carpet so we can pray. And Jesse has got us handrails that we can pull ourselves up on, some of us older guys. So, precious hearts, we love you. We love every one of you. Take the time to find out why the Holy Spirit is so important. And the big last thing I'll say about it is it's the one that gets you ready to be in the bride, to be married to Jesus. See, we hear that quite often, which encourages our heart. So if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit tonight, it only takes as long as it does for you to open your heart up to it. And I'll throw this out for free in closing. Girls usually get filled easier than boys do. And now that I saw a couple boys, we'll show those girls tonight. We'll show those girls tonight. But it usually does because girls have a softer heart sometimes. Us boys are full of pride. Oh yeah, I'm bad. Well, you find out how bad you really are. And the Holy Spirit will help you against your enemies, the flesh, the devil, and the world. He'll bring victory to your life. That's what we want, is victory. Some of you are smiling. Some of you are just, are you looking at my kneecaps? I'd look at them too. That's just the way it is. Praise the Lord. It's good. Well, let's bow our heads in prayer. And if you young people want to come down here right now and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come in your life, He'll meet it. Father, we're so thankful for this group of young people and this whole church. Lord, that they would come boldly to the throne of grace, that they may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So, Lord, just come in for them right now. They don't have to be afraid. We're not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So come in for this. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.